Check it.
Wake up.
Morning show.
Have a celebrity in the building. Wiz Khalifa, what's up?
It's cracking.
What's cracking? What's up with this new CD? So let's talk about this artwork here.
Yeah.
Like Jimi Hendrixing here, kind of look.
Just wild styling it, you know, letting the inner freak out.
Wow. Really?
When you wear that polka dot jacket in the streets, that front?
If it comes down to it, you know, if I have to.
Oh, man.
You have a very interesting style, which is, I mean, I think it's hot because it's different, right?
Yeah. I'm not afraid to push it.
Yeah. Wait, there's a kid out there with blonde.
Yep.
In the front, and like my son did it too.
Yeah.
And like kids, I was telling him, hey, you're not gonna get your hair like Wiz Khalifa and then wear it at a basketball game. Yeah. Everybody else got their hair. It's very cool. You kind of set a trend.
Yeah, well, you know, I was inspired by it, you know what I'm saying? Seeing it from before, you know, like in the 80s and stuff like that. Kids were doing it, you know, in the hood just to be fun. They had the high top fade, and one side would be blonde and they have a part in it, and then the other side would be black and they had parts on the side. So, you know, it was just an expression.
Right.
And that's what I try to do through everything. Everything I do is an expression of me and how I feel.
But how does that make you feel? I mean, you see these kids, you know, mocking you, copying you, really, with the hairstyle. And also, you walk in here, you see all these people in here, crowded in here. I mean, what does that do for you? You know, you're like, wow. I mean, what?
It's cool, you know, because at the end of the day, that's not really what I do it for. I don't do it so everybody can mock me or try to be like me. I just want to inspire people to feel good and have a good time. So as long as I know that's what they're doing, then I'm cool.
And so you had a good time making this CD.
Oh, yeah.
You sold like a gazillion.
No, not yet.
I mean, you got, like, you're number one. I just read the other day, like 145,000, 100, something like that.
Oh,
make
really?
You number one. I just read it. Yes, I reported it. So I certainly hope it's true that you're going to be number one next week, most likely.
I don't know yet. It's looking good, though. I don't like to, you know, speculate too early.
Okay. So. All right. Okay.
Unless all right. It's Friday, we'll know.
Okay. All right. So let's play one of your. What are we gonna play here? Which one are you gonna play?
The new single, "Remember You," featuring The Weeknd.
Okay. Cool.
Turn it up.
She's about to earn some bragging rights. I'm about to give it up like I've been holding back all night. Girl, take pride in what you want to do. Even if that means a new man every night inside of you. Baby, I don't mind. You can tell by how I roll. Cause I drink hard on my cup, on my tongue slur, cause I'm so thrown. I'm wiping sweat from my last show. He's TG and I'm back. So I'm only here for one night. And I'ma be a memory. Say it in my ears. So I can hear what you say to me. I got tongues full of that. Smoke anything that's past me. Don't worry about my voice. I won't need it for what I'm about to do to ya. Bad girl, I think I might get used to ya. I might have to take a number when I'm through with ya. All I ask of you is try to earn my memory. Make me remember you like you remember me. Bad girl, I think I might get used to ya. I might have to take a number when I'm through with ya.
Like years past the class, hit it, don't have to pass. We the new aftermath. It's after fame, I just have to laugh. It's after fame, I'm after cash. Use a fan, I'm a player. I'm the man, use a hater. And I always smoke papers. That's how you tell that I'm Taylor. Listen, break it down on the roof, number island in my kitchen. And then the thing goes down without permission. Look, everything I got on, I was made for. Everything that I got, I done came for. All the shit that you see, I done slaved for. All the cars in the crib, yeah, that's paid for. Need I say more? Spent so much money on clothes, I f***ed the store making my own. I hope that you rolling with them while you singing along. And no, I was rolling with while I was making the sound. Draw some shots, you're taking too long. Young and I'm rich and plus all of my friends on that Bombay and lemonade.
Take a number when I'm through with you. All I ask of you is try to earn my memory. Make me remember you like you remember me. Remember, girl, I think I might
I'm driving fast, I hit the wheel. You take the wheel, we lose control. Drop the top of that 69, that motor bar, that old Chevelle. Can't say a thing, it's like
supposed to feel.
Stacking all of this paper, dog. I like to call this old news. And these haters jocking our old moves. Popping champagne cause we made it. Back of the Phantom, we faded. All of the shit that I did, I probably won't remember tomorrow.
Show 7 minutes past the hour. Of course, we have Wiz Khalifa in studio.
That's right.
So you got the new CD out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
Oh,
you're not saying it's number one. I'm saying it is.
I hope it's number one next week.
But so okay, go ahead.
So how did you hook up with The Weeknd? Because we know he's from Toronto.
Yeah.
Did Drake put him on? Am I correct?
Well, he's been doing this thing, and him and Drake are cool. But I don't think Drake put him on.
Mm-hmm.
He's just really good at what he does. And I found out he was a fan of mine. He came to one of my shows, and we kicked it, and then he sent me the record, and, you know, it was just amazing. It was something that we had to do.
So you found out he was a fan.
Yeah.
And you put him on, because you know I'm a fan.
Thank you.
And I also sing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
You got a dope mixtapes like him?
No, but I can just do it. I mean, I could just.
Because he had a ton of dope mixtapes, and then that's what made me, like, accept the record from him.
Oh,
so
I was,
there's a difference there, Freddie. So,
well, yeah. I was thinking you're right here. I'm right here.
Three dope mixtapes.
Three of them. It wasn't one.
Yep.
Or two.
Three.
It took
right.
three
what,
of them.
One acapella.
Then
okay. It sounds like he's heard about
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Okay. So y'all just like,
he's
hey.
Just gonna let me sing. I'm gonna do it before it's over with. But anyway. Okay. So tell us everybody you work with on this new CD.
I got Pharrell on here. Cameron, who I'm a huge fan of.
Okay.
Danger. Man, all my people from Pittsburgh, my boy Sledrin, who's standing right here, he's been down with me since day one. All my artists on Taylor Gang, Juicy Taylor. J, Chevy, Lola. Amber's on the album.
Okay.
Love her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, man.
Y'all gonna have a beautiful baby.
Thank you.
And I saw that you said it's a little boy. It's gonna be a little boy.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Got a name yet?
Yeah, we do, but we haven't told anyone yet.
You want,
okay,
we haven't told
let's
the
do
public.
It right now.
You
want to
just
right
tell
now.
Me?
We
don't
want
to tell everybody.
It's just between us.
Nah, we don't have many listeners. 6 or 7.
We ain't going to say nothing.
Absolutely not.
So stop asking.
I love it. He said no. Yeah.
Of course, we just talked about Amber is about to have a child, your child.
Yeah.
Do you have to change that? Potty Mouth on Twitter wanted to know, what do you have to do for as, you know, what you
oh,
do?
Oh, nah, she likes when I talk crazy, yo.
No, I'm speaking in terms of the child coming into the home. Do you have to change, you know, how you live your life to raise the child?
Nah, not at all, man. I still got to be dedicated to being me, because that's what made the child.
So what does that mean? Step outside, or how does that work? You know, with
step
the
outside
seed?
To do what? I don't understand what
yeah,
you're
say
saying.
What you're trying to
yeah,
say,
just,
man.
I mean, break
you,
it out.
What
just,
are you talking about?
You, that's
talking,
what I
you're talking about smoking marijuana.
In the house with the child.
Oh,
in the
okay. Yeah, that.
He wasn't being clear, was he? He wasn't being very transparent, actually, with his question.
Hilarious.
I'm not necessarily going to smoke around the kid, but nothing really changes. You just get bigger and you get better.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
what's up. That's what's up.
And it's about to be legal anyway, man.
You think you're about to be in Colorado?
I live in California, so I actually...
You got a medical license?
It's Medicaid. I get Medicaid.
Medicated.
Take my medicine.
Get the hell medicated.
Yeah.
How close do you live to Uncle Snoop?
A couple minutes, actually. We got... My condo is right around the crib from his.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we got the same doctor.
Nah. My crib is right around the corner from his. It's like two blocks.
So let me ask you something. When you write your stuff, like the song you just wrote, like, does it take you, are you just writing when you think about it, or do you, like, how do you do it?
I hear a beat, and if the beat is tight, then I automatically get an idea of what I want to say. And then right away, I just go straight in the booth and I start saying stuff. I don't write it down on paper because I feel like that takes too long, and I forget what I'm trying to say. Like, you know what I mean? I need a mic. I need my engineer, either Drew Germ or Edan. Edan was my first,
And Jerm became like my on the road guy, and Drew, he knows everything about me. So between them three, that's how I get it done.
Now wait a minute. So let's say if you look at Freddie and she's kind of funny looking, and you're inspired to do
not
a
funny
song.
Looking, that's mean.
Okay. It's mean. Well, I take that. You know back. What it is,
but
right?
Let's just got cool hair, Freddie.
Oh yay!
I mean, he searched for a compliment. I love your shoes. But anyway, so what if a song or something hits you, and of course you're not in the studio, so you just have to try to remember it.
He's an artist, dude. You're not an artist. You only just
that happened to me last night. Gucci Mane sent me a song, and I wanted to record it right away, and I didn't have anybody right around me that could record it, so I just said, F it, I'll come back to it later. I just kicked the idea out of my head.
Yeah.
I'll come back to it. Not right. After song.
No,
like,
no,
I'm just,
All right, so your favorite on here is, which one's your favorite?
Let It Go, Got Everything featuring Courtney, Up In It. I got a bunch of favorites. Okay. No Limit. That's one of my favorites.
All right.
Too.
So there's a zillion favorites. O-N-I-S-T.
It's just my favorite album.
It's your favorite. I actually really like. I'm excited about this.
It's a piece of work. Like when you get it and you look at the artwork and you listen to it and it all just goes together. It's like a. It's like the new version of vinyl right now.
I like it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's a piece.
Wiz, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yo, can I get $250?
What? You gonna put me in a video? You ain't gonna listen to me sing. You ain't give me the deluxe version of
Wiz Khalifa, y'all. Appreciate you hanging out with us.
You tripping.
101.1 The Wiz.